Hey guys, this is Drew Schmidt from The Random Anything, and you're listening to The Infinite Rabbit Hole. Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for a while now. I got exposed to you guys from Asher's from Wednesday We Talk Weird. Keep up the great work. Love it.
Welcome back to yet another half-assed episode of the Infinite Rabbit Hole. We just spent the last 15 minutes recording, and Jeff did not.
Yep.
He was here, but his audio was not recording. This is par for the course, everybody. Not that the last 15 minutes were like anything exciting, but just that we just have to throw it away. Just gotta go away. I mean, we could just play the audio without Jeff's input.
No.
It'd be pretty funny.
Bonus episode.
We'll have him record it afterwards and dub it in. No, it just won't make any sense. He'll just be talking random as we're asking him questions.
15-minute gag reel at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, we are reviewing the 2022 year of the Infinite Rabbit Hole. This is going to be a terrible episode. Just letting you know.
Oh, boy.
So, one thing that kind of got brought up in the last 15 minutes, I think that is probably the only important thing to really put out during, you know, this episode is we threw out an idea of changing up the format of the show. We're going to put it in the hands of the listeners, and we're going to run a poll on Facebook. Do you guys like these BS in episodes where we just sit down and bullshit and talk about random stuff? Or do you guys like the documentary type episodes, or do you want to hear a mixture of the both of them? As a listener of the Infinite Rabbit Hole, I know that there's between 300 and 400 of you that listen to a new episode every week. Which is insane. I can't fathom 300 people that listen to the show.
It's more than 200 people.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I can fathom it.
Well, if I can't count it on my fingers and toes. Anyways, yeah, head on over to the Facebook. We'll post the poll if we remember. We're going to try to remember. Kid, this is your job.
Oh, okay.
I'm putting this one on you.
Okay.
By the way, we have Jacob, Jeffrey, and Kid here with myself, Jeremy, the host of the Infinite Rabbit Hole podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I mean, we talked about some pretty cool things in the last 15 minutes. What did we talk about? What else do we need to bring back?
Let me help you out, bud. So we were talking about a lot of different things here, Jeremy. We were talking about what was our favorite moments of 2022? And we went around the table, and let's go ahead and do that again. And let's go ahead and start with Kid. Kid, what was your favorite moment of 2022?
Well, first off, the radio voice is fantastic, Jeff. Second, I originally said the Kappa, which I stand by because the Kappa was a fantastic episode. But I just want to mention I really did enjoy Dinosaurs Are Fake as well. That's one that I still talk about and still bring up and tell everybody I know to go listen to because it just blows people's minds. And it's such a wild out there theory that, yeah.
Right on.
That's my answer.
Jeff, you got to keep going. You can't just.
I don't got so much in me, bro. but yeah, Dinosaurs Was Fake was definitely a good one. That was one of my favorites, the whole thing. And what else did I say? Oh, talking to Andy and Dan Unaki. Shout out to those guys. Talking about the Box Saga. That shit is wild. I feel like a lot of people probably just listened to that and didn't. Go look
Pick
it up.
Pick up on a lot of it.
Just go look it up. The Box Saga. It'll blow your fucking mind. Yeah.
I listened to it while I was mowing my lawn, and I couldn't hear any of it. So, there was bits and pieces of it, and like I don't know. I can't tell you anything about the Box Saga. I'll have to re-listen to it. Jake.
Yeah.
What is your favorite memory or episode from 2022?
Well, I had mentioned that I really enjoyed having Denver Michaels on, and we need to have more of him, especially with his new book coming out.
Mm.
And we should really strive to having more of the people that are super active on our Facebook and, you know, active with the show and bringing them back on and stuff, especially if we start doing more of these kind of loosey-goosey, you know, winging it sort of episodes. It'd be nice to have a couple of those people on and just being like, hey, what's going on with you, and kind of just updates of their lives and stuff. I think that'd be pretty sweet, especially Denver Michaels, and you had mentioned Carter Bushart, because both of those guys just really a lot of cool, interesting stuff going on with them and the topics that they cover. And as far as what I really liked from 2022, I liked having the opportunity to be on a network. I had kind of made a joke about getting fired, but that we went from no network to on a network to fired from the network all in 1 year. And it was a lot of work, but I really enjoyed it, and it gave me a sense of purpose with the show, because we went from like just putting a tremendous amount of work into it and not seeing it really a dime from it to actually making some kind of money from it. And then we're kind of, I feel like we're in this slump because we just, that's over now again. And it's like, ugh, you know, what are we doing this for?
But just no motivation anymore.
Yeah. And but it was nice to get a taste of that and see, you know, what all that's about. And especially since we had talked about in the very beginning of the show, trying to make our own network with the people that are the podcast we associated with. And that didn't go anywhere, but that is something still we could strive for in the future. And especially now that we know the amount of work that goes into it, and it would just be who heads that, you know, make sure everyone's on a time schedule and all kinds of stuff, right? That a product is getting produced. But I liked, you know, having that moment so that we could see in the future, what does that look like for us? Because had we never said yes, or they had never offered, or, you know, we had never gotten the shout out, it just, we would kind of still be stuck in this, like, oh, maybe one day sort of stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, we gave it a shot. And not because of our own actions, where is it not working out anymore? So we didn't do anything to end it. We didn't say, oh, this is too much work, we can't do it, or whatever it is. You know, the whole thing just kind of collapsed from the inside out. No fault of our own. But, you know, that was my favorite part of this year, was being able to experience something new like that. And then who knows? Who knows where we'll be at later on, you know?
Speaking of that, I you know, shout out to Mark, man, from All Media United, because I think, you know, we're still part of that network. It's not the same kind of network, right? He doesn't operate that the same way that Paranormal Network operates. You know, there's not the same level of, you know, posting on YouTube and like the whole thing. But there is that community still. And I think that we should be tapping into that community.
Are we still on that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Dude, that, I mean.
Cool.
You know what I mean? And it's like, again, it's not the same kind of network, so we're not getting back the same benefits. Yeah. It's not the same, you know, it doesn't operate the same, but there is that community and there is that resource of people, guests, authors, you know, all that kind of stuff as well. So let's not forget about that. Let's go into 2023 and maybe utilize that resource more, you know?
I like the idea of having more of these episodes where we just kind of BS. But at the same time, man, like, you know, we built the Infinite Rabbit Hole to do these documentary type episodes, and that's what I love doing. So, you know, I think that what we should do is just do whatever the person who's responsible for that episode or that night, just do what they want to do. You know, if, you know, it's, let's just say like it's Jake's week, right? Jake goes, well, I can either do research on mammoths, or I can, you know, just create some sort of dialogue create a BS episode where it's just bullshit, but bring topics to talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Just put the poll up on Facebook. I know you gave it to Kenzar, but I took the reins from her because I had never done one before.
Oh, well, all right. Well,
I said, December. All right, y'all, what sort of podcast setup would you like to see/hear in 2023? And I have one for old school documentary episodes and then new chilled out format and then mixture of the two. I voted on mixture of the two. So, so far that plan is in place.
Well, cool. But yeah, I think, you know, if we just kind of mix the flavor in of the host that's kind of got the reins that day, I think we'll get a good mixture of stuff.
Dude, I'm going to cop out so hard on my episodes. I can't wait. Jeff's saying, like, yes, yes.
You're saying I could be a host and not do any research?
Man. Let's go.
Fucked up. Because, you know, I love doing the research. I love doing the research. I love presenting it and getting everybody's point of view on a subject or a topic, right? I still have to do communion part two, and I'm just dying to do it because it's such a wild story, and I know you guys probably think it's all bullshit.
Oh, yeah. We're going to rip on it so hard. It's going to be great.
Which is fantastic. Speaking of guests, we do have an update from one of the episodes. What was it? It was... Gosh, I had it, and it just went away. The Storming Area 51 with Brian Moreno.
Yep.
That's out.
Yeah, I watched it.
Where is it out on?
I watched it on Amazon Prime. I rented it.
Freedom? No. No. How was it, man?
It was different than what I expected. I was kind of... Honestly, I want him back on so that I can ask him questions because... Some of it was somewhat unbelievable, and I don't mean the craziness of the people that he interviewed, but his producer was a complete a-hole, and I want to know if that was scripted and that was supposed to be in there for added drama, or if that person is really that much of a d-bag in real life. Like, it was crazy. He was such an angry person, and I was like, man. And then, like, they pick him up from the airport. I think it was the producer. They pick him up from the airport, and they left his bag on the curb. And
wasn't that just his buddy that came along for the ride?
I don't know. I think he picked
up. I'm pretty sure that was just his buddy who came along for the ride. They picked him up at the airport. And he's like, get on the bus. It's fine. It's fine. Everybody gets on the bus. And then they're like 2 hours away from the airport. And he's like, where's my bag? And everyone's like,
yeah, we thought we grabbed it.
What I don't understand about that scene and scenes like that is like the cameraman saw it because you saw it on camera. So that you're like, wait a minute. Did he not say who's really the camera guy? If that really got left, the camera guy is really a dick.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
Right.
it was scenes like that. Yeah, that's right. It was his buddy and he was freaking out the whole time until his friend that he was supposed to meet in Vegas, you know, happened to get a ride to Area 51. But the producer was that guy right in the beginning, the bigger dude. But I was just like, I don't know. I saw the like those meltdown moments and I was like, I have to ask him, like, was that real or was that just, you know, BS just to add some flavor to the show? Because it was, you know, some of the people he was interviewing were like kind of out there, but it wasn't any sort of like crazy dramatic stuff. Like no one was like setting themselves on fire like you'd expect to see it like Burning Man or something, you know.
I want to talk to the chick who said her dad was abducted by aliens in that movie. She seemed like she would be an interesting conversation.
All right,
yeah.
Chick from that movie, if you're listening, hit us up.
Yep,
we want you.
That would be very entertaining conversation, I feel.
Yeah. If only we knew somebody who could reach out to Brian Moreno and get him back on the show.
If only.
If only.
If only we could just send him an Instagram, you know, something or another, and just say, hey, come back.
One of us runs an Instagram for this podcast. And seeing as how we are pretty famous, I'm sure if whoever that was reached out to Brian via that Instagram account, he would probably respond.
I don't do shit on Instagram.
Man, the world may never know then.
I guess it's a mystery.
You know, one of my favorite guests that I actually really loved having on, and I think it was just the perfect topic for that particular guest, was Ashers. I thought she brought a lot of really good stuff to the Injured Cold series and a lot of really good laughing points, like flaps. I mean, come on, we still talk about flaps. Still.
It's true.
Flaps.
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 Should I send her another message and say, flaps from the gang?
Yeah. She'll understand. She'll understand. We also had our first guest from overseas. We had Adam from...
He's cool.
Yeah, when are we getting him back on?
Should I reach out?
Yes.
Yes. Adam's a cool guy.
Tales from the Animal Kingdom, Adam.
That's right.
Force him to stay
Tiff-tack.
Up until...
yeah.
Force the him to stay up until woods. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Or the Shrieking Woods. That's what it was. The one with the foxes.
Something like that, yeah.
Adam, I know you're listening, man. Hit us up.
Man, he doesn't listen to the show. The show's boring.
I think he does. He said he did. Well, I mean, you say that when you go on other people's shows. You know, it just... throwing.
Oh, man,
there.
I'll go on Shadowban right now and tell him I never listened to it.
You would.
Jeff just shaking his head.
I didn't even know this was a show.
If like Jeff's like, yeah, I want you to meet my buddy, and I'm like, who?
Oh boy,
too funny. You put that thing away.
Yeah, put that blurry thing away. I can't even see what that is.
I'm glad it's blurred out.
Yeah, well, I don't want to see that. I'm married.
I'm gonna go fill up my water. You guys hold it down without me if you can. I'll be right back.
Oh man, what will we do? Oh no.
He's gone. He's gone. It's collapsing. This podcast has come to an end. Kidding.
Anyway.
All right. I sent Brian a message. I said, hey man, when can we get you back on to debrief this documentary?
See, things are happening here in the Infinite Rabbit Hole.
That's right. We're reaching out to famous comedians on Instagram with the not just the hope, but the knowledge that they will see it at some point.
I think at one point he reached out to me personally to ask me to rate his movie too. So I mean, I could have done it.
I did it. I did it. I went on IMDb and
oh, I did.
Up. Yeah.
Let's talk about the rotation of hosts that we had. For those that may not be up to date yet, Wes was a part of the show for a little while, and now he's not again.
Mm-hmm.
I wish him the best. Some things just don't work, you know? You can't put two puzzle pieces that don't connect together. That just doesn't work. Anyways.
I'll throw some out there that I threw out before when we actually didn't record when we were recording.
He's back from getting water, everybody.
Mm. Yeah, I'm back. Sorry. An MK Ultra series. MK Project series.
We were talking about future episode ideas. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
See, that requires a lot of research, though. Yeah. Yeah, Jeffrey. Yeah, yeah, Jeffrey. He's like, well, maybe I don't want to do any work.
When are we going to talk about the Philadelphia experiment?
Philadelphia experiment would be something that we should talk about. Cool. Definitely do it.
Because I want to hear about the people that got stuck in walls and stuff.
Yeah. So, the Cloverfield Paradox. If anybody's ever seen the movie The Cloverfield Paradox, it's a Netflix exclusive movie. That is loosely based on... the happenings of the Philadelphia experiment.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, they went from a naval ship in the Philadelphia experiment to a sort of like ISS station in space for the Cloverfield Paradox. But as Jake was referring to, when they were conducting the Philadelphia experiment, they teleported. We'll just, you know, talk about this in the most vaguest sense, because we do
need insides became outsides and their outsides became insides.
Well, no, they just became one with the like walls and the pipes of the ship and such. And it's the same thing in the Cloverfield Paradox. That's what happens in the Cloverfield Paradox as they're jumping dimensions.
Nice.
Or parallel worlds, parallel universes, not necessarily dimensions.
Nice.
So it's a good movie. I like the Cloverfield movies. I wish they would do more. I like that they're all loosely tied together.
I don't think I've seen a single one.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't know what they were. And I was like, yeah.
Cloverfield is one of my favorite movies. I love that movie. People hate that fucking movie.
Is that the found film one?
Yeah.
That one was okay in my opinion. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't the greatest movie either.
I love it. Love that movie. And then, you know, you had was it Cloverfield Lane or Cloverfield Way, something along those lines?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I haven't seen any of them because I wasn't a fan of Cloverfield, well, so I just stopped watching.
If you don't like Cloverfield, no worries, because the other two movies are completely different. I mean, if you watch these movies separately and didn't know the title of them, you would have no idea that these were tied together in any way.
Is it the shaky film version of stuff, though? Like the shaky camera, like the way they're doing the new horror movies and stuff?
Just the first movie.
Found film footage. Yeah, I don't like found. I'm not a fan of found film movies either. Like Blair Witch, I did not like that very much.
Well, I'm not a huge fan of it either, but I love Cloverfield. Like, I don't go out and buy movies very often, but I bought that movie. Love it. What J.J. Abrams was trying to do with that movie was create the American Godzilla. That was his idea behind the whole thing. And then he created like this long universe that was loosely tied together. I don't know. It's really hard to explain because none of these movies follow a storyline that connects, but there's very slight details that go along with each movie, especially like at the end of Cloverfield Lane, you kind of see where it connects to Cloverfield, and Cloverfield Paradox, if I remember correctly, somewhere near the end, you also see the monster from Cloverfield.
Interesting.
They're all three completely different movies. You can watch the other two and never see Cloverfield and still get entertained. I think that some of the best, like one of the best movies is that Cloverfield Lane. I like the psychology. Like, okay, so we were talking about things that we want to do inside the Infinite Rabbit Hole throughout the next year. And of course, you know, we want to get the listeners point of view or recommendations as well. We want to know what you guys want to hear. But when it comes from the cast, what do we want to do in 2023? I had said that, you know, I can't stop watching these documentaries or movies on the psychology of serial killers. Just super interesting stuff. Just the way that, you know, a lot of these people have parallels when it comes to their youth and how their relationship with their mothers seems to be a dramatic connection to the way that they grew up as adults. And not all of them, you know, I'm not tying all serial killers into that, but a good chunk of them all had real issues with like a absolutely terrible mother figure. And I like the psychology behind it. I like, you know, what is wrong with these people to make them want to go out and just randomly kill, you know, a half a dozen to a dozen people. I mean, like Dahmer, man. It's absolutely nuts. I would love to dive into it and just kind of try to understand it more. So same question to you guys. What do you guys want to do that's kind of outside the norm of the Infinite Rabbit Hole that you'd like to see us expand into a little bit?
So over Christmas, I was hanging out with people. I was talking about the podcast. I was wearing one of our shirts. Everybody wanted to know what it was.
Nice.
telling everybody about the podcast. And one thing that I kept getting asked by multiple different people was, do you guys talk about hauntings? Do you guys talk about ghosts, that sort of stuff? And it kind of dawned on me that we've kind of touched on the topic, but we haven't gotten too far into the topic. So I want to try and bring that onto the show a bit more. Hauntings and ghosts and stuff.
And you responded, experience. No, because they're too fake.
Well, hell.
That may be the situation, but that doesn't mean our listeners don't want to hear it, the thing. True.
Kid, start getting into these Bigfoot groups and paranormal groups on Facebook and finding people that want to come on the shows.
I'm going to reach out to Jason again and see if he's got anybody who would be wanting to talk to us.
Yeah,
is what I was thinking of doing, actually.
Yeah.
That's the thing that you could bring to the show is, you know, Jake, one of the things we were supposed to do was personal experiences with the strange and the unknown.
It's true. Even if we think that it's completely ridiculous and stupid.
I don't think they're all ridiculous and stupid. I think most of them are.
Most, yeah.
If there's red circles involved, it's 100% real.
Hey, I'm just here to listen to people's story. Whether I think you're a wackadoo or not is a whole other question. But I want to hear your story.
Yeah, you tell them after you've taken up an hour.
Exactly. Tell me your story, and then I'll tell you if you're a wackadoo or not.
So,
in the most loving way possible.
No, so, Jeffrey, same question, man. I know you were just talking about the MK Ultra stuff. What would you like to see us kind of expand into?
Honestly, man, I'd like to get more people on the show, more guests on the show that know more about stuff, you know, because like, sure, you know, I could do some research or you could do some research into something for a couple of weeks, right? We can get like a good idea, find some good info. But there's people that do like research on one particular topic for years, right? And I'd like to get those people. I remember we had Matt on and Matt was telling us about the Star Forts and he had a presentation that was like over 100 slides deep, you know, he must have spent who knows how many hours just on that. So it's like, I'd like to get more of that on where it's like people who have really done the work to give us like a good, not just a good deep dive, but like they've already thought about how to express it and explain it to people who don't know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we've had a couple of those, you know, that was a really good episode. That was, I'm going to be honest with you. That was one of the episodes where I was not expecting shit. Mm. You know, I was going in. I'm like, all right, Jeff, whatever. You know,
Star Force was a great episode.
That if anybody skipped that episode, I highly recommend you go back and listen to that. That was a really, really good episode. You know, another person that we had on was Riz.
I was just going to say, he was a really cool guest, and he'd be cool to bring back on, too.
Yeah, he's already said that he'll come back on. I would definitely like to. But I want to dissect his thoughts on particular things associated with the simulation theory. Like, I don't want to just go in and just be like, all right, man, talk simulation theory. And just, you know, let it go. I want to have a conversation with the guy, you know, and I want to be able to hold it. So that's kind of my goal when it comes to Riz. I don't want to go into the conversation like an idiot. I want to actually go in and have a conversation with the guy because he's dude smart, man. Super smart. But yeah, Jeff, I think getting some more guests on here that know this stuff. Hell yeah, dude. All right, Jake. Same question. Hey everybody. Bear with us while we take this quick break.
Well, Jeff took mine.
Aww.
But, okay, so while last week, I think, and I emailed back and said, hey, after the holidays, we'll set something up. But I got emailed by David Lawrence's publicist. David Lawrence is a author, and he wrote a book called Are We Really Biochemical Robots? Sam Harris's Crusade Against Free Will. And basically, he talks about he's anti-determinism, anti-free will. So Sam Harris apparently rips on the idea of free will. And so he was talking about, you know, in this book, the counter to that free will does exist. And I don't know. I looked up at one point. There's a comedian. I'm probably going to mispronounce his last name, but Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah.
You know, he was in like the Scrooge movies, got that really, you know, interesting voice and stuff. Pretty, you know, you could just hear his voice and be like, oh, that's Bobcat. But he's actually really big into Bigfoot, and he produced a Bigfoot film, and I watched it, and it kind of struck me that there's probably a lot of celebrities or just people that are well known that are really big into cryptozoology or have their own shared experiences. And, you know, it kind of on board with all of us, with the exception of like Kenzar talking about the Kappa, but I'm sure she'll agree that it seems to be our most memorable things of the last year was when we had someone other than us on the show to talk to us about something, whether they were a guest for a topic or they were, you know, talking about their book or their field of research or whatever it is. And if we're going to go forward with this and we're going to continue doing this, you know, especially if the idea is to kind of slow down a little bit on the documentary style episodes, I'd like that time to not just be filled with, you know, BSing and chit chat about what's going on in our lives and all that sort of stuff. Although some of that should be warranted and, you know, is necessary, but I'd like us to fill that time with people's experiences, even if they sound like wackadoos or, you know, find more people that have particular fields of research that are very interesting, even if it's multiple people that all cover simulation theory, but they have different theories around the simulation theory, right? So, I mean, I think all that stuff has a place and we should expand more on that to give the listeners a little bit of a mix up, but also to hear more than just, you know, because we could throw a topic in there that, you know, I could jump out of my bounds and just or my bubble and say, I'm going to do a paranormal, you know, ghost type, whatever episode. But you're still going to hear my worldview and my experiences behind that research. So you're not going to hear anything different, even if it's a completely separate topic from what I'm usually covering, right? But having some outside force come in to explain this in their varying perspective, I think would be very interesting and is something that we should really try to do more of.
So I have a secret.
I don't like secrets because secrets don't make friends.
So
better spit it out.
Well, I'm gonna say like the biggest. I don't know how I fucked it up, but I fucked it up somehow. I had a guest that I was talking to the publicist associated with this guest, and like we were just about. I was waiting for them to confirm a date and time for us to come on, and I was just gonna be like, all right, whatever episode we're doing today, we're dropping it because this is happening. And I just never heard back. I emailed them back like 3 or 4 times, and I sound like a little begging.
You better call them then. Text them.
Jeff, I don't think you would have liked it, but I think you would have jumped on anyways. But Tom DeLonge, almost had Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 on the show.
The aliens guy, right?
That would have been so cool.
Yeah. This was about probably in the beginning of the year. I was talking to the publicist because he has, I don't know if you call it like an organization or whatnot, but it's called To the Stars. And it's his research into, or it's him and his group's research into the UFO phenomenon. And I mean, there's a lot of people that are associated with To the Stars, and it's not just Tom DeLonge, but I mean, come on. Tom DeLonge, right?
It's Tom DeLonge. Like,
yeah, so that's where I tried to get him on to talk about To the Stars and try to spread that word out a little bit. And for those that don't know, Tom DeLonge is also an author of some books on UFOs. I'm gonna get those names right now.
While he's doing that though, I have a question for you guys.
What's up? Mm-hmm.
What was your most fun and least fun research topic of this year?
Most fun and least fun, huh?
Of the year.
Well, Jeff didn't do research. He just had guests and he read off of.
He did research for the dinosaurs.
Doesn't mean he didn't have fun. Okay, let me rephrase. What was your most fun episode to present, and what was your least favorite episode to present? There you go.
Yeah.
Better question?
Take that.
Man, I don't know what I presented.
Well, I got an answer.
What do you got?
I had so much fun doing the Disney episode because I learned a lot out of that. But if I'm being honest, I absolutely hated doing mermaids.
Oh. Well, good.
There's a reason for it, though, because that was like my very first episode where I presented on the podcast. And
you were so nervous.
Ridiculously nervous. I took, I don't even know how long to actually build that presentation up. And like, I was going back and listening to different episodes throughout the year that involved me. And you can hear my progress throughout the year of me getting better behind the mic and more comfortable speaking and everything. And it's a wild thing to look back at. And because of that, I hated doing mermaids. And the more I do this, the more fun it becomes. And Disney was a lot of fun for me. And I'm excited for my next topic that comes out in the new year.
Man. One.
My, probably the one I had the most fun with is the Great Space Debate, to be honest with you. And the reason for that, the reason for that is because I take a weird bit of joy out of people thinking that I'm offended. Right, because like during after that, you know, you guys hit me up, like Jeremy hit me up, you know, he's like, oh, you know, so you know, we didn't fucking, what, I don't remember what you said, but it was something like, hope we didn't,
I still love you, man, you know.
Yeah, you're something,
stop,
you know?
Stop crying, you're gonna make me cry.
It's funny to me just because, you know, I don't know, it's fun, and that whole debate is still fun to me no matter what I believe or don't believe. The fact that people can't take the time to understand a model that they immediately debunk, even if I don't believe it, it's just the fact that people don't understand what they're saying is bullshit. You know what I mean? And they're saying it's bullshit. Like, to me, that I take a joy out of that as well. So it's like, it's fun.
Man. So I'll kind of tweak the answer a little bit, and I'm going to expand it to kind of the whole thing, because this year was a good year for me. I covered topics that I found really interesting. So I didn't really have a bad episode in my mind that I regretted doing. But my absolute favorite episode that I've ever done was the Kelly Greenman episode.
I like the music for that episode.
Whoever did that, just genius. Yeah, just amazing. It's just such a good story. And it's one of those urban legend alien stories that it's perfect. It's so out there. But at the same time, you know, you have this whole family who had this shared experience. And it's, I'll tell you right now, the absolute worst episode that I think we ever did was the ritual review. That,
I liked it.
I hated it.
Yeah, I liked that episode too.
Not only did I hate that episode, but that episode, that night we recorded that episode, was a night that caused a lot of mayhem in my life. So it was like,
there was events like, leading up to that moment. I'm sure.
No, of course it wasn't that moment that caused it. It was just that moment associated. It was all that night, like that. It was just a fucked up night. So like, yeah, not a fan.
Terrible episode. Terrible night. Terrible memories.
Bad energy.
All of Jeff's best friends killed it themselves all at once. Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. Whoa. And some crazy, like, Hail Bob Comet cult thing.
Yeah.
And he's just like, and he blamed us on the podcast. He's like, if it wasn't for this episode, I would have been with them. But here I am, left behind.
Yeah, I wasn't even mad that they were gone. I was just mad that I didn't go too.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Dark, dude.
Yeah, right. Move away from that one.
Anyways,
I want to go.
Hold on.
No, I want to go.
Oh, fine, good.
All right. My favorite was Drop Bears. My least favorite was Giants.
See, that's so, that doesn't make sense to me, because you want to do more Giants. Like, what? Can you explain?
Yeah, I mean, I think I kind of broached the subject on probably the last episode or whenever our last kind of round robin episode was, but it was just so much work. It distracted from how cool it was for me, because it's cool to like look up stuff and, you know, not spend weeks on it, or it's just a tremendous amount of time, or feeling super lost and, you know, lost in the sauce. How do I want to present this sort of thing? Plus I had the added pressure of having a guest on for myself for the first time, you know, not just where I'm the one prompting the questions and the conversation and stuff. And I'm not good at that. So it was a little bit of nervousness, but mostly just overwhelmed at the amount of things I had to do for that, that kind of pulled away from how much I enjoy the topic. I still enjoy the topic. And, you know, the next ones I do, I might have a guest on. Like, I'd like to reach out to Adam, you know, if we're doing an England exclusive type one, right? That'd be cool. Or have a guest on from that region or whatever it is. But it was just so much work, and I didn't know really where to get started and stuff, versus Drop Bears, which had a little bit of lore, a little bit of history and paleontology in there. And then it, you know, even had some modern day cryptozoology, which is really more along the lines of what cryptozoology actually is, where we were talking about a thing that died out very recently, and died out is here in quotes because people are still seeing it and stuff. So I was able to really explore all the different avenues of that specific cryptid. And that one was really cool to me, and I really liked it. But also because it wasn't a gargantuan project to try to, all right, how do I take all of this information and then make it my own, you know, right? Because we can't copyright stuff unless, you know, who cares if we're reading a declassified document, you know? We don't care about that, but I can't take every article I read and just, you know, word for word read it, and it's unless it's a quote. But I didn't know how to go about doing all that stuff. And it was my first time doing that. And so it was really daunting for me. And so it really wasn't a lot of fun, although the topic is cool in itself. But of course, having Denver Michaels on there, an absolute rock star who has an incredible amount of information because he wrote a whole dang book on it, which we barely scratched the surface of that too, you know, he was able to really fill in a lot of gaps and stuff, and just speak from his wealth of knowledge from the research he's done for that book that he wrote. So it was, it ended up being a good episode, although just the amount of stuff I had to do for it in the background, it was somewhat overwhelming.
Well, look at the span of the topic. It's worldwide, you know, it's worldwide, and it crosses millennia, you know,
and it's funny too, because prior to that, prior to actually busting into the research and finding out about giants, I knew that there was a couple mounds, you know, with bones in them that past presidents have talked about and stuff, from just our conversations on the show, things that Jeff has talked about. Jeff is really knowledgeable in the topic, and, you know, I picked up a lot of stuff from Jeff, you know, my own beliefs in biblical things. So my belief that the Nephilim existed at some point, maybe they still did post flood, you know, whatever it was, but then actually getting into the evidence behind that, that's when I saw the scope of how insanely big this thing is. And then that's when the ideas came of like, oh, I should do a trolls episode or an ogres episode or something like that, because I'll bet you that some of that ancient folklore and those stories and stuff wasn't just like their version of the boogeyman. I can almost guarantee you that this had something to do historically with giants roaming those areas, and that's what they called them. And then over the, you know, thousands of years or whatever of those people being of somebody inhabiting those areas, a lot of these stories have devolved into just, you know, casual folklore where it had some sort of deep historical significance. Like, no crap, if you go in the woods, if your kids go in the woods, they're going to be eaten, you know, by the six-fingered giants that live there, right? And then, you know, you get into all these sorts of things of, like, people that think that they can see, was it petrified human remains in, like, mountain ranges and things like that. Why are these rocks shaped like people? And some of that has to do with the way that our brain works, you know, the way that we, as when we were ancient civilizations, you know, you were, your brain was programmed to look for faces in the trees because it might be a jaguar that was going to jump out of the tree and eat you, right? And so you're programmed to see faces and objects that you recognize in areas where they actually isn't. But that's just, you know, and that's why you see the red circles everywhere. But it's just another play off of that original Giants topic. So it go all different directions with this. Which I am excited about too, because I really do enjoy history and folklore and things like that. So, but just that very first one, just kind of kicking open the door and taking that step in, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is a lot that yeah. I wasn't expecting. And then I had the added pressure of, well, now we're bringing a guest on, so I don't want to waste his time, you know. And so it was just like, ugh. It was really rough. I didn't enjoy it.
I feel that with the weather modification stuff.
Oh, I love, you know, those episodes.
There's so much info that you almost don't even know. I remember doing the first one, and this wasn't this year, but we did do part two this year, so I guess it's relevant. You know,
you blew Wes's mind with those things.
Yeah, dude, sitting down to start awesome. That, you know, and being like, how do you like bridge the gap between just thinking it's a complete conspiracy to like at least being like, okay, there is some level of this happening, right? Like, how do you do that? And that's hard, man. And it's the same with Giants, dude. There's so much information that how do you bridge the gap from it just being completely ridiculous to being like, okay, wait a minute, there might actually be something here, you know?
Yeah. And actually, you know, because I can read it and be like, okay, well, this is way more of a reality than a conspiracy for me now. But how do I present that in a way that the listeners will have an opportunity to believe the same as I do, right? Or to see the same information without copywriting, without, you know, muddying it too badly or whatever it is. Like, because you did a great job, you know, you brought in patents and all sorts of stuff, and you were able to take us, you know, sitting outside of your bubble from this realm of like, this is complete horse crap, to looking things up and being like, oh wow, this is true. You know, this isn't, you know, and that's what I wanted to do as well.
I feel like that's a much easier task to do with a topic like giants versus weather modifications, because giants, people, from my experience, you tell people about giants, they're just going to either take it for stock or listen to you and call it a day. Whereas weather modifications is such a radical idea to some people, and they're so stuck in their ways, they're not going to take the time to go out of their way to look at these patents that Jeff is presenting them. And they're just, nope, you're wrong. Chemtrails are not real. They're not this. They're not, right? Like, but with giants, it's a lot easier to bridge that gap, right? That's my argument there.
At least with giants, you have the religious angle and the religious side from a lot of people, not just Christianity, but there are a lot of religions that believe in giants, right? So, like, you know, it would be a little easier, I suppose, to bridge that gap. But I guess on the other hand, you know, I can present patents and you know, actual documentation of projects that are happening in real time, versus with giants, it's more so like, yeah,
purposefully hidden archaeological digs.
Yeah, you're looking at a news article from 1890, you know, and it's like, okay,
shit, you gotta go before that.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and it's like, sure, they must know what they're talking about, but also like maybe not. But then there's 500 of them, so.
Yeah, but, you know, you look at people in ancient days and they were drinking out of lead cups and stuff. So it's like, how much did they actually know, right?
You got to take it with a grain of salt.
But
it
like
poison.
And that's unfortunate, because when you're talking about something that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, is not a conspiracy anymore, or is not a, you know, maybe it could have happened, like it absolutely did. There is still portions of history where you look at it and be like, yeah, but people were really dumb back then too. Like, they were literally burning people alive for being witches because of, like, bad sanitary conditions, syphilitic insanity, because of, like, moldy bread that they're tripping, you know, off of, you know, just like, they were literally burning people alive because they were scared of the devil because people were sick. Like, you know, and it's like, ugh. So, you know, and so it kind of
awkward.
Yeah. Right. But it's just like, yeah, I don't know. But it was a lot. Still interesting stuff. Still a lot of different angles and everything. Man, I loved those weather modification things. Like, that's a perfect, like, example. Like, man, you did such a good dang job with that.
That's what I do, bro.
I thought,
you know what I'm saying? Wait till, man, we talk about 5G.
Hardcore going into those episodes. And I'm like, yeah, those trails on the back of the planes are because of hot exhaust in a cold atmosphere. And there's nothing more to it whatsoever.
Wait till we talk about 5G and the dangers of your cell phone and all that crazy shit, bro.
Oh, I'm sure it's awful. I can't wait.
You gonna bring on a guest for that one?
No, I don't need to.
I am the guest.
Yeah. Oh, jeez,
man, this episode has made me want to jump back into smaller subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm really dragging my feet on this communion thing, just because the story is so far out there, and it's just like, I just don't,
you know. We'll take a break. No one's saying you have to do one back to back to back to back. Just take a
you
break.
You know what I think, man? I think, honestly, when you have, you know, four voices on a podcast, that's not in and of itself a lot of voices. But when you're trying to do a full presentation and get four opinions on everything, like, then it becomes a lot, right? So I think, you know, it doesn't have to be smaller topics, but condensed formats of presenting to where we can have more time to talk about shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, even that, because then you're not overwhelming yourself with the research, but you're still coming with enough to generate conversation, which is really what people listen to a podcast for, is the conversation.
I think, mm-hmm, we should have more debates.
Debates. Yeah, I'm totally about debates. I think that's another thing. Anybody listening, if you have anybody who just totally thinks that I'm full of shit about anything, I'm game.
Let's bring them on. We'll team up on Jeff together.
Dude, the whole crew can team up on me. You get five people in here on me, and I'll still wreck you. Let's go.
Yeah, we'll just gangbang Jeff. You know,
my
okay, hold on a second. Let's calm down.
We'll put it up on the interwebs.
Put it on Patreon.
Three guys and a chick gangbang our co-host.
Oh my goodness gracious.
You know, I still have to get my next door neighbor Thaddeus still wants to come on with Jeff and Wes to hash out the space is fake thing again.
Well, I don't think Wes is coming back on, man.
Well, I mean, even we could just get Jeff. I mean, but still, it's just like, you know, there are people that I'm sure are in our inner circles, you know, family, friends, things like that, that would love to do that, to come on and kind of either debate or converse about some of the subjects that we talk about. Like, having Grayson on for the kind of breakthrough into simulation theory, that was pretty cool, getting his ideas and thoughts about the whole thing and how he feels about it and stuff. And there's a lot of directions we could go with this over the next year or 2 years, you know, willing, we're still doing this sort of stuff. Where we could really have a lot of fun with it and not cop out, you know, or have the listeners feel like we're copping out by just being like, oh, we don't want to do all this work anymore, but just really opening up to kind of the design of the show originally, which was just having a lot of different voices on all the time, whether they're professionals, you know, or they're researchers, or, you know, people with experience, or there's just people that listen to the show that just really want to pick the host's brain about something, you know? So it's like, we should do that.
Yeah, we should. I agree. Let's, man, talking about space is fake, and then we just did that flat Earth conversation, which I've actually got a couple people.
Oh, man, my dad hated that.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was grilling me with questions. He's like, so how do they think gravity is a thing? And I was just like, he's like, there's nothing, we're not spinning around anything that's keeping us here from centrifugal force or anything like that. And I was just like, and I was like, well, you know, that one, I was like, well, the advances in science and all that stuff, they still don't know what's at the center of the Earth, whether it's an iron ball or it's a ball of, you know, magma or whatever it is. Isn't it like magma when it's in the crust and lava when it's outside or something like that? But
no idea.
Anyway, it's just like they don't know what's in the center of the Earth. All they know is that there's some force that's keeping us on the ground, and they call it gravity. You know, it could be anything else. It could be named something else. But really, science has no idea what gravity is, just right. The fact that we don't fly it off the crust, right?
They can describe it. They can measure it pretty well. They can predict pretty well with it, but they don't quite know what
how. Yeah. That's really not, you know, any part of the equation whatsoever. And he's like, well, what about, you know, tidal patterns and the moon and all that sort of stuff? And he's like, are the rest of the planets round? And I was just like, Dad, I have no idea. You know, but he was just like, just grilling me with questions. Like, man,
that's my favorite part of that kind of stuff, though, is it's just understanding. Again, it's understanding the model, right? It's when people ask those questions, it's immediate. It's like it throws up a red flag in a way, right? It's like, are all the other planets round? It's like, okay, immediate red flag. They're not understanding the concept from the beginning. The foundation has not been laid, right? So it's like, then, you know, just to go back to whatever it is that you can lay the foundation with. But that goes the same thing with the giants or the chemtrails or whatever, right? It's like, you could say something, and if it's like, wait a minute, they're asking a question that just doesn't, you can tell that the thing before didn't click. So you have to go back and be like, wait a minute.
Yeah, the question I get for giants is, why would they be trying to hide that information?
Exactly.
And
okay,
it's just
the foundation has not been laid. If you ask that question, you have not educated yourself on basic history of the government, right? Like, you don't understand the Gulf of Tonkin, you don't understand just so many things, Pearl Harbor, like there's so much stuff, the Federal Reserve, that you just have not researched. And once you research those things, again, lay the foundation, then you'll be like, oh, okay, they would. They would lie to you.
So it's not so much a question of whether or not the government would, or just whoever's in power of whatever country would try, if they would try to, you know, deceive you, it's then, well, what's the basis of evidence that you have that would show that these things did exist, right? And then you can really get into the nitty gritty and the good stuff and the actual content. Yeah.
I just want to talk more about Bigfoot.
Let's go.
That's honestly, I'd like speaking to talk. Of... Go ahead. No, beauty first. Good.
I saw, thank you. I saw a video today on TikTok. I don't know. It could be complete bullshit, but somebody might look into it. Apparently there was a guy somewhere who had saw a video of a giant, or what it could have been, a Bigfoot. Right. Mm-hmm. And then he went looking for it. And this was like up on a hilltop somewhere. He got the video. And then he was like live streaming.
Oh, and then he died.
And he died, yeah.
Yeah, he was killed.
You seen this?
I've seen the giant video. That thing was absolutely a giant. On that mountaintop, that thing was probably like 100
feet. Can you find that? Can you link me?
Yeah,
it's link all of us, yeah.
Yeah, I'll bring it up again. So this, I saw the same thing. The guy literally was recording it on the mountaintop. And then he... started posting updates on his personal TikTok saying that I'm being watched, there's people following me all the time, that sort of stuff. And then other TikTokers, and then his TikTok just went blank. I mean, it's still up, but his, you know, content stopped. And then there's other TikTokers that have recorded, you know, doing whatever it is where they do like a side by side of his video. They're like, just in case his TikTok gets deleted. But this guy is
the
actually dead.
Or whatever.
Like he was killed somehow.
Dude,
but it was
where's
nuts.
The video? I gotta see this.
Yeah,
one. This
hook is us up.
Like that thing was absolutely a giant. Like 100%.
Whoa.
we got to put this in the group too. See, that's the kind of stuff like I want to get into. I want to get into something that's exciting. Like,
you want to get suicided? Is what you're saying.
No, but if I end up in the woods searching for a Bigfoot or a giant type creature and I end up dying by the hands of those things, that would suck, but I'd be out there.
Hey, listen, I've been talking to my girl about doing a vacation next year. Got a bunch of hours stacked up in the vacation bank, so we're talking about
going to Wisconsin in the winter.
We're talking about doing a road trip somewhere.
Guys, this is in Vancouver.
We haven't decided where, but you know, maybe we can meet somewhere halfway. Maybe we can go to like Tennessee or somewhere and go search the Appalachian Trail for some kind of Bigfoot creature. You know,
I'll start finding some places.
Somewhere that we can all get to within a
10-hour drive. I'm sending it to the group chat.
All right, let's have.
I don't believe for a second that was a Sasquatch. I think 100% that was a giant.
It's not CGI.
Just like up on that ridge, it's so big. Well, if it's CGI, it's pretty terrible CGI because it's all not right. Clear live at all. And this guy's
live reaction to this
driving.
Video.
So this is local to me, apparently. Which makes this even crazier.
Andrew Ryan?
That's pretty big, dude. I mean, it's hard to say because there's nothing really to...
There's no point of reference.
Right.
I think of how far away it is and how much you can see it to the point where you can see its legs move.
But you can't even see how far away it is. I mean, like, on one hand, that could be a mile away on a ridge, or that could be 20 feet away, you know, in like a small...
I want to know what mountain that is. Because if that's local to me, that could be fun research.
Oh, no,
wait,
you
can't see.
That is a mountain. That's a giant
ass
fucking mountain.
That's the kind of stuff I want to get into. I truly believe that, you know, there's living things out there that we just don't know about. And I definitely think that most of them are bipedal. Mm-hmm. You know, you were talking about Denver Michaels, another one that I always thought was a really interesting topic is the idea of mammoths still existing in the Northern Territories of Canada.
Yeah, here's another one that you can see from the beginning, the mountain, as he's zooming in. What's the big deal about? Yeah, I think that it's like that, or like that, the white moose from the Amazon and stuff, where it's like, you know, you could look at a lot of things and think that there's something else. I mean, people do it all the time, right? But it's kind of hard to say, like, a picture from, like, I think it's the 1800s or early 1900s, but it's like a black and white photo of a white moose in the Amazon rainforest, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, that is 100% a moose. Like, there's nothing else that is. And it's like, why is that there? You know, that doesn't make any sense.
It reminds me of, I came across an article a couple years ago of they found a blue whale mm-hmm. or something in the middle of the rainforest. Like, what? Some Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy stuff there, man. Like,
I mean, we've talked about it from the perspective of like Sasquatch and stuff, you know, me driving cross country from Virginia to California and how empty the United States is, right? The reason why housing prices are super high in like hubs of society is because, you know, that's just where everyone lives. It's like if you can go and find a place that has like 1,000 acres on it, but it's going to be really difficult to set up there because you're going to have to homestead. You're going to have to run power and water if you want to and all that sort of stuff to that location, build the home, you know, maintain the land, everything. But you know, driving from one coast to the other, literally from one coast to the other, and dude, there's a lot of nothing out there.
But that's not just like, America. That's the world.
But that is, but that's America with a population of, you know, what, like 350 million people now, something, you know, and that's quite a bit. You know, what's the population of Canada? And that's I think, bigger than the United States as far as
Canada,
like,
is,
you know,
the
area.
If I'm correct, third largest country in the world.
Yeah, and it's just like
Canada is huge, like
huge,
it's insane, and we don't even have anywhere near the population you guys do down there. I don't know what our population is, but I know we're mass amount of land, small amount of people,
and way up north
we're really
where
cold,
it's always
though.
Cold.
Exactly, that's why there's not as many
cold.
People.
Dude, now this conversation makes me want to do another Missing 401 episode. Maybe we should do a Missing 401 episode on this guy.
Ooh.
We're definitely going to get suicided.
Let's get suicided together.
I still need to rebuild my motorcycle. I've been putting it off for a month because I've been sick.
Yeah, I can't get suicided this week. I got a thing that I got to do.
Next week it is.
My schedule is free, so.
Open for whatever. Since Jeff missed his opportunity with all of his friends, you know. This will be the next thing.
All right, guys. What do you think? Call it?
Yeah, we can call it.
All right. So, those listening, this is the New Year's episode. This is the first episode of the new year. Following this episode, Kid actually breaks the seal with something she's already presented to us. It's another two-parter, or at least we're going to break it into two parts. Kid, do you want to announce your topic for everybody?
Sure. Kind of excited that it's going to be two parts. That episode went a lot longer than I expected it to, but it's going to be about giant pandas. Yep, those big fluffy black and white goofballs.
And I'm going to officially move away from that one book.
Communion? You better don't.
Yeah, I'm going to move away from it. Maybe not. I don't know. Dave wants to come on.
Man, you
hush hush.
Wrap it up and then...
Then move on?
Then move on and never come back.
All right. That's what I'll do. That's what I'll do. I just want to get on to some of the more classic topics of the Infinite Rabbit Hole. I want to get into Missing 401. I want to dive into the psychology of serial killers. I want to get more Bigfoot stuff going and more smaller urban legends and cryptids.
Yeah. Jeff, when are we going to hear the wrap-up of the...
Gateway?
The Gateway, yeah.
I don't know. Jeremy mentioned a couple weeks.
We can record that next week, my friend.
We can record that right now.
Want to do it?
Nope.
I'm out.
All right. Well, that has been another half-assed episode of the Infinite Rabbit Hole podcast. Tune in next week when we actually present a topic. Bye, everybody. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.